stolen code, AI attribution, and the limits of automated quality. The developer ecosystem's most charged story this week originated in a Twitter thread and landed on Hacker News with 372 points and 150 comments. An allegation that a startup founder passed off code stolen from the open source project Papermark as AI-generated vibe code. The term, popularized by researcher Andre Carpathy earlier this year, to describe a workflow where a developer describes intent and an AI assistant generates the implementation, became the crux of the accusation. Papermark's maintainer alleged direct copies of their licensed codebase appeared in a competitor's product, a product whose founder had publicly claimed it was built using AI coding assistants. The implicit question the evidence raises: if the code was genuinely AI-generated, why does it look exactly like an existing licensed codebase? The business ethics dimension is substantial. Papermark is an open-source project with a specific license, and the HN discussion included detailed analysis of what its terms require in terms of attribution and source disclosure. The accusation goes beyond license violation. If the founder raised investment on the premise that the codebase represented original AI-generated capability, and it was in fact copied from an existing project, that constitutes a potential material misrepresentation to investors. The HN community's response was divided. Some found the accusation clearly supported by the evidence, others called for more technical analysis, and a third contingent argued the deeper problem is a broader incentive structure in which "I built this with AI" has become a status claim that is very difficult to verify. A philosophical companion piece, "You Can't Unit Test for Taste" by Carl Trygveson, earned 280 points and 128 comments, suggesting it struck a nerve. The argument is that software quality has aesthetic and experiential dimensions that automated testing cannot capture. Tests can verify correctness, performance, and security. They cannot verify whether abstractions are elegant, whether code is readable, or whether a product feels intentionally designed rather than assembled. The timing alongside the Papermark story is pointed. AI code generation can produce output that passes tests and performs adequately while lacking the coherence that characterizes well-designed software. Open Knowledge, a Show HN entry presenting an open-source AI-first alternative to Obsidian and Notion, generated 289 points and 142 comments. The project treats AI as a first-class element of its information architecture, rather than a bolt-on feature, prompting debate in the thread about whether the current generation of AI-integrated knowledge tools is genuinely useful or primarily a form of productivity theater. Impressive in demonstration, but unchanged in daily practice. On the language and systems side, the Zig programming language's devlog entry on new Bitcast semantics and LLVM backend improvements drew 125 comments, several from active compiler contributors. Bitcast, the operation that reinterprets raw bytes of one type as another, is genuinely necessary for embedded systems programming, protocol parsing, and graphics code, but has historically been a source of undefined behavior in C and C++. Zig's work to make Bitcast well-defined while preserving the underlying bit manipulation represents a meaningful addition to the language's safety story. Separately, a project called You're the OS, a game in which the player acts as an operating system scheduler, making real-time decisions about process allocation, memory management, and I/O event handling, earned 226 upvotes and 43 comments, skewed heavily toward educators and bootcamp instructors who said they wished the tool had existed when they were learning systems concepts.